This is Senator Al Simpson. As Mike Dukakis is gleefully coronated by the Democrats in Atlanta, it's important to note he would really give away the store when it comes to arms control negotiations with the Soviet Union. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, it would appear that old Mike Dukakis has taken your counsel when it comes to the national defense. He opposes every major defense system we have. He would chop up the MX, the Midget Man, the B-1 bomber. He rips into our essential aircraft carrier fleet. He supports a unilateral ban on weapons testing. Even though the Soviet Union is right now developing their own Star Wars system, he just doesn't want America to have that same kind of protection. The Soviets are at the negotiating table for one reason. Ronald Reagan had the guts to make America strong and tough once again. Sure, our conventional forces should indeed be modernized, but Mike Dukakis would leave those forces almost standing alone without the effective deterrence that we now have.
Nice try, Al, but no sale. The defense issue in this campaign is not whether Mike Dukakis will give away the store. He won't. It's whether George Bush can manage the store. One thing for sure, Mike Dukakis has already made clear that he'll reject the Reagan-Bush policy of wasting billions of tax dollars on gold-plated weapons like MX missiles, B-1 bombers, and Star Wars. You can be sure of another thing, Al. Dukakis will put the word competence back in the White House dictionary. He won't go fishing while fancy private consultants act in cahoots with Pentagon bureaucrats to steal taxpayers blind. We have all the nuclear weapons we need and more besides, enough to destroy the Soviet Union 100 times over. What we don't have, and what President Dukakis wants, is a conventional force strong enough to defend our interests so that no conflict will ever escalate into a nuclear Armageddon. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on parental leave for working women when a child is born. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.